Essay, Two Languages, Two Personalities by Rob Schwartz. Many people all over the world study English as a second language. For some, like Spanish or German speakers, it may be relatively close to their native language. But for others, like the Japanese, the linguistic gap and the cultural gap are larger. This can present quite a challenge. All language learners realize at some point that learning a new language requires more than just learning new words. Beyond the new vocabulary is a new system of grammar and syntax that makes order of the new words. These systems, together with the culture specific to that language, make up the logic or worldview of a language, and grasping this worldview is central to using the language well. This idea is strongly related to an important advancement in the field of linguistics called the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis. This concept, pioneered by American linguists Edward Sapir and Benjamin Whorf in the 1950s, asserts that one's language influences the way one habitually thinks. Put simply, language creates thought. If we understand this idea, we will realize that the language one is speaking, thinking, will influence or even control one's way of thinking. Thoughts or ideas in one language are turned into something very different in another language. A simple example of this might be that, in a certain situation, the appropriate Japanese language communication might be "gomen nasai," but in similar circumstances in English, the appropriate remark may be something like "don't worry about it," which has a very different feel. The way people think and their reactions to different situations are, of course, key points to making up their personalities. Thus, we can see that if a person learns a new and very different language well, and this includes grasping all the cultural particulars of a language, then it will affect who they are, their personality, when speaking that language. This is to say that speaking and interacting in the new language will lead to a new and different personality in the speaker. Of course, the base personality in the native language is not usually fully discarded or ignored. Elements of it will come through in the new language, but still, we can see a distinct new identity in the second language. In this way, people who are bilingual or at least fluent in two very different languages have two distinct personalities. In the context of a single language, split personalities can be considered a mental illness. But in two different language contexts, it is natural and almost necessary to have different personalities. So enjoy your new identity along with your new language.